All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, and we are standing in the confessional corner. This week, we begin a new section to look at for the next few weeks on especially the Apostles' Creed as Luther has it in the Large Catechism, but we're going to spend the next couple of weeks with shorter episodes simply running through the text of the three ecumenical creeds. We did this earlier at the very beginning of the podcast 4 years ago, but we're going to do it again here now as we get into the creed and the catechisms. So this week we are just looking at the small catechisms text on the Apostles' Creed. The Creed, as the head of the family should teach it in a simple way to his household. The first article, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. The second article. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. The third article. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. As I said, simply focusing on the text here this week, focusing on getting it there, getting it in our hearts and our minds, we'll definitely be coming back to it and breaking it down as we get into each of the articles in the next few weeks. But next week, we will simply have the text of the Nicene Creed. The following week will be the text of the Athanasian Creed. Both of them with very little commentary, but in such a way that both of them are given out as to how they differ slightly from the basic message of the Apostles' Creed. And I pray that the simple reading of the Catechism gives you strength to battle the theologies around you today. Amen.